Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of faith to overcome. There are many things in this world that we need to overcome in order to have a victorious life in Christ. 1 John 5:4 has been our text from the beginning. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God clearly instructs us here that it is by our faith that we will have victory and overcome the world. Jesus told his disciples in John 16:3 that in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That word tribulation means pressure, or you could say pressures of life. It also means trouble. So Jesus was saying, in this world, you'll have trouble. You'll have pressures of life, but be of good cheer. I've overcome. I've gotten the victory. I have prevailed over the world. Well, it wasn't enough that Jesus himself overcame the pressures of life and the troubles of the world, but he also gave that very power to those who place their trust in him. We know this to be true from 1 John 4:17, because as he is, so are we in this world. Jesus is an overcomer, was an overcomer while he walked on the earth, is an overcomer still as he is seated at the right hand of God. And we have been instructed in 1 John 4:17 that just as Jesus is, so are we in this world. It wasn't you're going to be an overcomer, you're going to be like Jesus when you get to heaven. No, the scripture says so are we in this world. Clearly, the Word of God teaches us that we are to walk as victors in this life, overcomers in this world, even though we would certainly face pressures of life, tribulations of every kind, troubles on every side. But be of good cheer. Jesus has given us power to have faith to overcome. Many Christians would complain that they don't have any faith, and so they aren't able to overcome their difficulties in life. But this would clearly be a lie that they are believing. Romans 12:3 tells us that God has dealt to every person a measure of faith, and it is by faith that a person is saved. We know that the scripture tells us, by grace through faith, you are saved. So if you are saved, you have already demonstrated that you have a measure of faith, just as God has clearly said in his word. But how can you increase your faith so that you have faith to overcome every obstacle, every difficulty that comes your way in life? Faith to overcome comes the Bible way. We are told in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You could say it this way, using the language that the Greek verb implies, it could be translated, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. Are you filling your mind, your heart, your spirit, your thought life every single day with the Word of God? If you are, then your faith will rise and grow and increase, and as you apply it and exercise it, it will get the victory and overcome the difficulties that you are dealing with even this very day. We find some excellent examples in scriptures of overcoming faith. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 8, Jesus spoke of a man who had great faith, and it's in the story of the centurion. This man was a Roman, a Gentile, not one of the Jews, to whom Jesus was spending most of his time ministering and teaching the word of God as he walked on the earth. But here in Matthew 8, we come across a Gentile man that Jesus said had great faith. It is an example to us of faith to overcome. Matthew 8, starting at verse 5, reads, "Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, 'Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented.' And Jesus said to him, 'I will come and heal him.' The centurion answered and said, 'Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it.' When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.' Then Jesus said to the centurion, 'Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you.' And his servant was healed that same hour." Now, this is a phenomenal story, but it gives us an excellent demonstration of faith to overcome. The centurion was dealing with a situation that was beyond his ability to fix it. Are you dealing with a situation that is beyond your ability to fix the situation, to resolve it? You cannot make it better. No expert that you know of has an answer for you. Then you need faith to overcome. And we have been given faith to overcome, but we must have the kind of faith that the centurion demonstrates here in the Gospel of Matthew. His faith was based purely on the word of Jesus. He had total and complete and unshakable confidence and trust in the word that Jesus spoke. He said, "Only speak a word and my servant will be healed." He knew that if Jesus said it, that would do it. Are you that confident? Are you that full of trust and faith in the word of God? Or do you give in to doubt and unbelief and begin to turn over in your mind how it might not quite be true for you, how the word of God might not apply, how it might not be true today? When you begin to entertain such thoughts, you're taking yourself outside of the realm of faith. Faith to overcome is based on the word of God. In this case, the centurion believed the healing word of Jesus. The word of God is filled with promises of healing for us as believers today, and it applies to every area of life that you might have a situation that you cannot overcome with your natural resources. Faith to overcome begins by being totally settled in your heart and spirit that God's word is true, no matter how desperate, how difficult the situation may be, and no matter what other circumstances you have observed where it appeared as if God's word did not work. This is often a stumbling block for Christians. For example, if you are believing God for healing based on the word of God, and yet you know of others who perhaps became ill and even died trying to believe God and his word for healing, that circumstance, if you allow it to work on your mind, will rob you of faith in God's word. If someone else dies, does that mean God's word is not true? Absolutely not. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we find a very interesting passage that gives us light on why some believers die. And this was referring to a time in the New Testament when the apostles were still walking on the earth. And even if you are of the camp that do not believe that Jesus heals today, surely you believe the word of God that says that the disciples were given authority over sickness, disease, and even demons, and that they did see healing through their ministry. Here in 1 Corinthians, the apostle wrote these words. And it was referring to taking of communion, but it gives us insight into why some believers are sick and some even die. And this does not cancel out God's promise of healing, but it gives us understanding that there are reasons outside of the power of God that believers even die at times. It says this, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are sick and weak among you, and many sleep." That word sleep meant death. Many are dead. This right here tells us that there are reasons that even believers, and this was written to the church, why Christians sometimes even are sick, ill, and even die at times. And it is not because God did not have a heart to heal them or his word did not promise healing. God's word is true, and we must believe that what Jesus said is true despite evidence to the contrary that may appear as a reason to prove that God doesn't heal today. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying Faith to Overcome.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.